Members of Fresno's wheelchair-powered soccer team, the Central Valley Ghost Riders, have just returned from this year's national tournament in Indiana. Team members Buddy Elias and Alex Voss and head coach Frank Cornell spoke with FM 89's news director Alice Daniel about their third-place win in their division and the teamwork required to hit and control the ball using wheelchairs.
First of all, congratulations on your third-place win. That's out of 11 teams from all over the United States. Now, the motorized wheelchairs have a rigid steel guard attached to the front, which you use to hit and move the ball. And the skill it takes to maneuver the wheelchair as if it's a pinball lever moving the ball around looks incredibly difficult. Buddy, there's nothing easy about this, is there?
No. I would say the learning curve to control the chair itself is fairly quick, but no, there is nothing easy about hitting the ball and the direction and the angles.
And Coach Frank Cornell, you agree that there's nothing easy about this, but then...
When they first get in the chair, they can learn to drive the chair relatively quickly, but control it in a way that we can play soccer is entirely different. That takes years sometimes.
And it's definitely a sport that requires teamwork. Tell us how you operate as a team and what's the dynamic on the field, or I guess we'll say the court because it's indoors.
Right.
Buddy or Alex, do you want to chime in here?
The team is, it's, you know, you have to have the good rotations and you have to be in constant communication so everybody understands what you're doing. Because in power soccer, there's a rule where two of the same team can't be on the ball with a defender within 3 meters. So we have to be in constant communication of who's going to defend the ball, who's moving around, and just try and stay away from each other so we don't get the penalty.
So do you huddle together before the game and map out a plan?
Huddle together before the game at halftime, and sometimes if the ball goes, you know, all the way away and the ref have to go chase it down, we'll, on the court, go talk to each other, talk about how the game's going and talk about what changes might need to happen.
Yeah, it's much like rugby where you the coach can't call a timeout and so the game continues. So your captains on your team and are really important because they control what's going on. Of course, I'm on the sidelines yelling and stuff. But,
yes.
Yelling and screaming like any good coach worth his or her salt.
Kind of, yeah.
Definitely.
And, Buddy, you're the oldest player on the team. Before
yeah,
you
thanks
started,
for pointing that out,
you're
by
welcome.
The way.
I know you wanted me to. Before you started playing for this team 2 years ago, you were a national snowboarding champion in adaptive sports. How would you compare these two sports?
Oh, there's no comparison. I cried after the first game after this tournament. It's the most emotional, one of the most hardest thing I've ever had to do. It blows any of the action sports that I've done. And it's not so much just the trying to compare the two, but when you're dealing with a team and you have three other individuals that are counting on your play, that makes a big difference. When you're on an individual sport, when you fall down and make a mistake, it's nobody else's downfall from that, just your own.
So
absolutely.
So it's the teamwork?
It's a team effort, absolutely.
And, Buddy, both of your legs were amputated. I read a quote where you said, as weird as this sounds, this is the best thing that's happened to me.
Well, yeah, I'm healthy. I get to play with a team like this. I'm still alive. I don't have any problems at this point. And if I didn't quit doing what took my legs, I wouldn't be here today.
And what was that?
It's an allergic reaction to cigarette nicotine called Berger's disease.
Alex, you'll be a senior in high school next year. You're the goalie for the team, and you've been playing for 6 years. So what was the tournament like for you?
This tournament wasn't the first year that I have gone to this one. This was our second year as a team, and I went the year before. So I was much more excited for this year since I had been and see just how big of an event this is. It's the national tournament, which is this year there were 39 teams that went to this tournament, and 11 in our conference, as you said earlier. And it was just amazing to see all the chairs there in this one facility. And it was just amazing.
And you said you've never played sports before. What was it like to start out with this competitive soccer team?
It was the first day when I went out there, we saw all the chairs banging together. And this was before the real taking over of the chairs that we have now, which are specially designed for this sport. So it was a lot of just the everyday chairs. And as soon as I saw that first practice is when I fell in love and was immediately knew that this was going to be what I wanted to do.
And Frank, you started coaching the team when it started in 2009.
That's correct.
And at that point, you were basically creating wheelchairs that would work for this.
Yeah, we had to use the regular runaround chairs, the chairs they lived in day in and day out. And so it was a lot of work putting guards on and trying to reprogram these chairs to do things that they weren't really meant to do.
You said you put crates on the front?
Yeah, milk crates and we do plastic guards, milk crates, you name it, I've tried it. I mean, we tried to put everything on. The advent of the Strikeforce wheelchair that's made for soccer, for power soccer, has changed the game significantly. And I think, all in all, it equalizes the playing field for everyone. You have fast chairs or quick chairs, I should say, because they're limited in forward speed. But they're incredibly maneuverable. Like it's like the difference between a Volkswagen and a Ferrari. I mean, they're really, really amazing. And so it makes it more of a passing game instead of more of a controlling the ball game, and makes it a lot more exciting.
And Alex, you are different from a lot of your team members in that
Yes. Instead
of using your hand to control the wheelchair, you use your foot.
Well, for me, it's my everyday. Everybody else, they control their chair with their hand. For me, I control it with my foot since I can't use my hands like everybody else. So I use my foot. So when everybody else looks at me and is like, oh, how do you do that? My response is like, I don't know. How do you control it with your hand?
Exactly.
Because
it's a different perspective.
For me, it doesn't seem as special as everybody makes it out to be.
It's what you're used to.
Right.
And it's special. It really is. I couldn't imagine trying to control one of these animals, and the chair is an animal. It'll rip you right out of the seat with my foot. So what he does is very, very special.
Well, talk about that a little bit more. What's it like to be in this highly competitive sport, and you've got these wheelchairs going really fast, I would imagine. Watching it from afar on a video, it almost looks like a pinball game.
The video doesn't do it justice.
No, I doubt it does.
It's extremely quick.
Yeah, things happen really quick on the court. And you got to be in the right spot at the right time, or you'll miss the opportunity. And missed opportunities could also officially, ultimately cost you a game.
And so how do you make sure that you stay in your wheelchair, Alex?
Well, I just have a simple seatbelt just over my lap. And for me, that's enough because I am able to, I lean back in my chair, make sure I'm all the way back against the thing. And I'm used to it, and I'm in a power chair every day. So I'm used to being able to control my balance and my body and able to stay in the chair.
But it takes some skill. It takes some getting used to.
Yes. When I first got into that Strikeforce chair, it was such a big difference from my regular chair. It's very sensitive. On the joystick, you barely touch it, you've done a 180 already.
It's a little bit dangerous, too, because as a coach, I've been hit a number of times, and if you... someone doesn't turn it off and you're removing someone out of the chair and the joystick just gets touched, it spins halfway around, and that guard is hard and it hits you in the ankles, it breaks your legs. So you have to be really careful.
Yeah.
And so, Frank, you've been coaching for 10 years. Tell me, what is it like to coach this team?
It's a blessing for me, to be honest with you. I get way more out of it than I put into it, and I put a lot into it. But the athletes that we have are true athletes, and it's amazing to me to teach them the guts of the game, the strategies, and and the tactics, and
the little maneuvers to get the ball around this person, to be able to see that from a different position that we can't while we're on the court playing.
Yeah, it's really hard and for them to see that. And when they get it, it's really amazing.
Daniel is really good at observing the court and making an adjustment on a court and throwing the guy. He'll call my name. Everybody will run toward me, and he'll shoot it over to Rodrigo over on the far right wing, and Rod will take it downtown.
Daniel Cornejo, our center, he won Most Valuable Player of the Tournament. So that's how good players we've got.
the team is taking this very seriously.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
Yeah.
If you're not late to practice or you don't show up without calling, it's not good for you.
No.
What's next for the team?
What we're going to do is we're going to try and win all our games. We only lost one game in this tournament. This last tournament.
The most important game, but
unfortunately.
Still.
But anyway, we're looking forward to next year, and I'm fairly confident that I've got a team that can win this thing.
We practice, I'd like to mention too, we practice at St. Anthony's Gymnasium. We practice usually on a Saturday from 12 to 3.
Every Saturday?
It just depends. Yeah, during the season. But what we definitely welcome new players. We definitely welcome volunteers. When we're practicing, a volunteer on the sideline makes us get twice as much practice in. If we're having to chase the ball down, our practice gets cut in half.
Yeah.
Well, Frank, Buddy, and Alex, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.